Check, check. All right. Well, good morning, friends. As Stephanie said, by the way, some of you are in the sun probably more than you anticipated. If you want to get up and find a seat that's more in the shade, please feel free. If you're delighting in the sunshine, please delight in the sunshine. I just know what it's like to sit there and suddenly feel like, oh, I'm way hotter than I thought I would be. We are going to be doing a reflection today on all of the things that we've studied over the semester, and we've put it together kind of in a reading, so to speak. I don't want to call it a dramatic reading, but it won't be that dramatic. but I want you guys to think, kind of get in a headspace where you can just listen. Because we will be hearing the truth of Scripture, and we will be hearing God's heart for us in these ways. And so if it's helpful to thumb through your study guide and kind of follow along, you can do that. If it's helpful to just close your eyes and listen. But let's let this actually be an act of worship. As these words spill into this space, let us worship this God that we serve and love, and these postures that he invites us into. Take over, Lord.
Take over our lives. We surrender.
Help us delight in your word.
Let praise and worship flow from our lips.
May we bow before you in confession.
Help us trust you, God.
Let our lives be filled with gratitude.
Give us hearts that fear you, Lord.
Help us walk in obedience.
Fill us with a longing for you alone, God.
Help us find you through lament in our pain and brokenness.
Fill our hearts with joy.
May we journey toward you in hope.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
In you, God, we put our trust. We trust in you.
Do not let us be put to shame or let evil triumph over us.
Show us your ways, Lord, and teach us your paths. Guide us in your truth.
For you are our God, our Savior, and our hope is in you all day long.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us be lovers of your word.
Yes, help us be lovers of your word.
Blessed is the one who delights in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night.
Blessings comes through walking with God and meditating on his word.
For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us be lovers of your word.
God's word is full of the Spirit, and he gives life.
Whatever shapes your thinking shapes your life. So make God's word your primary shaping influence by meditating on it.
When we continually meditate on God's word, our lives become fixed to the unshakable foundation of truth.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Let praise and worship flow from our lips.
Yes, let praise and worship flow from our lips.
We will exalt you, our God the King. We will praise your name forever and ever.
Praise is a part of our nature. It completes our delight. So in the command to glorify God, he is actually inviting us to enjoy him.
True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Take over our lives, Lord. Let praise and worship flow from our lips.
Our worship should be reserved for God alone. And as we understand God's character and worthiness, we can't help but want to worship him.
True worship is based on a right understanding of God's nature, and it's a right valuing of God's worth.
We understand that heaven is a place in which angels now and people thereafter are perpetually praising God. This does not mean, as it can so dismally suggest, that it is like being in an unending worship service at church. To see what the doctrine really means, we must suppose ourselves to be in perfect love with God, drunk with, drowned in, dissolved by a delight which flows out from us incessantly in effortless and perfect expression.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. May we bow before you in confession.
Yes. May we bow before you in confession.
Our sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Sin puts distance between us and God.
If you say you are without sin, you are a liar.
Take over our lives, Lord. May we bow before you in confession.
We so need God's Spirit to reveal and expose our own sin to us.
When confessing to God, he silences the accusations in our heart. He dismisses the guilt, and he loves us out of our shame.
Confession leads us to the tenderness of God. It puts us in the arms of his embrace, where we receive his unconditional love.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us trust you, God.
Yes, help us trust you, God.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let the enemies triumph over me.
Real trust requires humility, acknowledging sin and confessing it, knowing who God is, and knowing God can save us.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us trust you, God.
Those who are in Christ are distinguished from those who are not by their trust in God.
Trusting God does not mean believing he will do what you want, but rather believing he will do whatever is good and right for you, because God is faithful.
Trust is something that is wrought in us by the grace and power of God through his word and the ministry of his Holy Spirit. But it is also something that we must practice as believers. It is part of our responsibility to develop a trust and a heart that confidently relies on God's perfection, his promises, and his actions.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Let our lives be filled with gratitude.
Yes, let our lives be filled with gratitude.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
We should embody gratitude for all the undeserved blessings and good gifts God has provided in our lives. But even more foundational is a thankfulness for God himself and his undeserved and abounding grace in our lives.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Take over our lives, Lord. Let our lives be filled with gratitude.
Gratitude acknowledges that God is the giver of all good things in every situation.
With a heart of thanksgiving, we realize that no matter what life throws at us, God is intent on changing our hearts. Our gratitude to God in all circumstances has the power to release the grip our struggles have over us.
Gratitude is the natural, joy-filled response to God's grace in our lives.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Give us hearts that fear you, Lord.
Yes, give us hearts that fear you, Lord.
Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
We can never truly appreciate his grace if we don't comprehend his greatness.
The fear of the Lord leads to life.
Take over our lives, God. Give us hearts that fear you, Lord.
Our modern culture has lost true reverence for the awesomeness of God.
It seems absurd that the creator of the cosmos desires intimacy with us, but he does.
The sheer awesome presence of God in our lives, working for us, not against us, produces comfort.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us walk in obedience.
Yes, help us walk in obedience. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord.
The promise of obedience to God, which really is a matter of placing ourselves willingly under His authority, is in reality freedom-giving, transforming, and not stifling.
If we love Him, we will love His commandments.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us walk in obedience.
God calls us to obey Him because He loves us, and we should respond with obedience because we love Him.
It will not serve us to make religion merely the subject of our conversations. We must make it the rule of our walk.
Sustained obedience is essential to the sanctified soul. It's an obedience that doesn't relax in the time of temptation and isn't destroyed in the hour of losses and sufferings.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Fill us with a longing for You alone, God.
Yes, fill us with a longing for You alone, God.
For You, God, are our God. Earnestly we seek You. We thirst for You. Our whole beings long for You in a dry and parched land where there is no water.
God wants us to long for Him more than anything in the world.
Jesus said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to Me and drink. Whoever believes in Me will have rivers of living water flow within them."
Take over our lives, Lord. Fill us with a longing for You alone, God.
David favors God by thirsting and fainting when God feels distant, while feasting when God feels near.
David cried, "I reach out for You, Lord. I thirst for You in a parched land as if the parched land thirsts for rain." We want that thirst. For it is through that thirst that we experience God pouring down like crystal clear, pure, cool water on our parched soul.
We need to quiet all the other voices like the news and social media that keep us from hearing God's still, small voice. And as we do this and experience God in a very real way, our longings give us greater access to His presence and His mighty power.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us find You through lament in our pain and brokenness.
Yes, may we find You through lament in our pain and brokenness.
Our God, why have You forsaken us? Why are You so far from saving us, so far from our cries of anguish?
Frustration, hardship, and hurt are part of humanity as we live in a broken world. But lament acknowledges and invites God into our sorrow, regret, and pain.
We pour out our complaints to Him. We tell our troubles before Him.
Take over our lives, Lord. Help us find You through lament in our pain and brokenness.
Lament turns to God in our pain. It offers honest complaint, asks God for help, reminds ourselves of His faithfulness and character, and it chooses to trust.
Lament provides the only trustworthy bridge to God across the deep seismic quaking of our lives. It plants the seeds of hope in the soil of our exasperation and despair, expecting that the Lord will come.
What is true in the light is still true in the dark, and our deliverance is found in God alone. He alone is our portion.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. Fill our hearts with joy.
Yes, fill our hearts with joy.
Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for us.
So often in our race for happiness, we often miss the joy right in front of us.
The Lord rejoices over us with singing.
Take over our lives, Lord. Fill our hearts with joy.
The enemy is constantly seeking to steal our joy, but we get to choose joy.
In our race for happiness, we often miss on the joy right in front of us.
Joy is grounded in an understanding of God's character and his faithfulness to his promises.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over our lives, Lord. May we journey towards you in hope. Yes.
May we journey towards you in hope.
Better is one day in your courts, Lord, than a thousand elsewhere.
We are on a pilgrimage to our true home, but it is a pilgrimage of hope.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God."
Take over our lives, Lord.
May we journey towards you in hope.
On our journey of both tears and joy, we get more of God. And in the end, we get to dwell in the fullness of God's presence. This is hope.
As Christians, we have access to 1,000 gifts that are breathtakingly wonderful in their own right. Forgiveness of sins, relief from God's wrath, escape from hell, heaven forever, promise of a new glorified body in a new heaven and a new earth.
But for the Christians, these gifts are not what we write home about. Our main gift in the gospel is God. The punchline of our good news is this: we get God. We get God.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over, Lord.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Help us delight in your word.
Let praise and worship flow from our lips.
May we bow before you in confession.
Help us trust you, God.
Let our lives be filled with gratitude.
Give us hearts that fear you, Lord.
Help us walk in obedience.
Fill us with a longing for you alone, God.
Help us find you through lament in our pain and brokenness.
Fill our hearts with joy.
May we journey towards you in hope.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
In you, God, we put our trust. We trust in you.
Do not let us be put to shame or let evil triumph over us.
Show us your ways, Lord, and teach us your paths. Guide us in your truth.
For you are God, our Savior, and our hope is in you all day long.
Take over our lives, Lord. We surrender.
Take over, love, my soul. Take control. your